Heard at Sports Radio every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Coming up on Friday's show, it's a free-for-all as usual. We'll talk with Chad Forbes of NFL Draft Bites about all the things going on in the NFL. Mike Sauter from Heard at Sports stops by with all his takes on the latest local sports action. And, of course, we'll do our weekly check-in with former Husker and current pizza shop owner Matt Versal. Take a dive into the latest news and all things sports. Heard at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The voice of Husker Nation is on the air. This is Hail Varsity Radio. Insight, opinion, expertise, along with the biggest names talking Nebraska sports. Join in with the show at 402-489-1240 or 1-800-825-5865. Now, here are your hosts, Chris Schmidt and Elijah Herbel.
With you, it's hour two. It's Hail Varsity Radio. We're live at the Hail Varsity Club. We're presented by Currency. We are tucked in here between Embassy Suites and Cabela's, the pride of Fairbury, NBC Sports, the man on TV tomorrow for Nebraska and Illinois is Bill Dolman, at Bill Dolman on Twitter. He had survived his Florida spring break experience. I don't see any rashes. I'm proud. And it looks like he's either pulled over or at the DMV waiting. Billy D, good to see you, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm driving as usual. And we got some whacked audio going on, but we'll try to power our way through this.
Let me see
that
what I can
makes
do
me
for
sad,
you,
Bill. Bill.
Is that any better, the audio you're getting now?
Bill threw his phone out the window. Kind of like that Soprano scene where Chrissy gets carjacked and they take off in his Range Rover. So we will try and reconnect with Bill Dolman, the pride of Fairbury. There, do we have you back, Bill? Do you're not frozen Han Solo style on
yeah,
camera.
The audio's bad.
Okay, we'll get you on the phone then, and we'll make the best of it.
That's going to make many folks here at the Hail Varsity Club cry because they want live Bill Dolman video all the time. Bye. So we'll effort Bill Dolman, the pride of Fairbury. We'll talk some spring football with him, get his take on the Sweet 16. Husker baseball in action. The Sweet 16 gets rocking here in about 30 minutes or so with Houston. They get underway. Creighton tonight against the Smart Kids from Princeton. 9.5-point line for the Jays. I may have to talk Mama into going across the river before we get the juniors baseball game. And just put a futures bet down on the Jays. Good stuff from Jimmy Motes earlier. Brady Altman's on recruiting when we come back. Next segment, we have Bill Dolman. Now, Bill, you're back with us. Thanks for working through. How are you?
Yeah, I'm going to go old school and go on the phone. I'm doing well. I just called our buddy Tony George, and I got some ducats down or some money down on the Papio South Southwest JV baseball game tonight. I got some inside information on it.
Well, good for Tony. Still continuing on the tradition of sophomore baseball betting. it's wonderful. Spring football, Bill, want to get your take, and this came into the email box from Jim. We'll get your thoughts on recruiting in a moment because I know that's on your radar too. But football IQ, how bad do you think Nebraska's football IQ has been the last 10 years? Will it matter under Matt Rhule, as in will it be better? Will Nebraska still lose games because of their football IQ?
I'm not exactly sure that's fair. I think it's more work ethic Q than IQ. You know, anybody who's getting to that level in the coaching profession, you know, has to have gotten there with some bit of skill and intelligence in terms of moving around the X's and the O's. But it's everything else that goes on between whenever practice is, 1 and 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And Matt Rhule has kind of proven, and, you know, and other coaches in Nebraska have done it in the past, it's a 25-hour-a-day, 8-day-a-week job. And, you know, how much are you willing to put into it? And what about the people that you hire to bring in to work with you? And I think clearly by what we have heard over the last, 3 months, those people who have come in to work for Matt Rhule and with the other people on the staff, they all believe in what the mission is, and they're all willing to move forward and do that. I don't think people are joining Matt Rhule and his staff because, well, I'm not sure if he's a very smart guy. That's not the case. I think I want to join Matt Rhule and his staff in Nebraska because I don't think they're going to work hard. I don't think that's necessarily the case. You can't do what he did at Temple. You can't do what he did at Baylor. Yeah, things did not work out in the NFL, but that's an entirely different game. Guess what? It didn't work out all that well in the NFL for Nick Saban. And he's rebounded okay. So I'm not sure it's necessarily fair to say that Nebraska hasn't had a great football IQ. I just don't think that the work that is needed to go into it has probably been there. And as a result, yeah, maybe things don't look so good on the field when it counts the most. But I'm not sure that that's necessarily fair.
And Bill, this might be too much of a long-term question here, but I want to get your take on how long of a leash Matt Rhule is going to have. Old habits die hard, and I think the issues with fourth quarter problems, turnovers, penalties, all that could be hard habits to break within this football team, and it's going to take time, might even take new players getting here, like the recruits that are going to be in town this weekend. So how long of a leash do you think Matt Rhule has before Husker fans are going to start getting impatient if it's still the same old problems?
Well, I'm not sure if it's necessarily that, you know, how long is the leash? Can Nebraska people want it now? But how long can a turnaround, you know, take? Do you want to ask me or do you want to ask Jerome Tang? Right? The Kansas State head basketball coach took over a program that was completely downtrodden, right? And has turned it around and is on the verge of going to the Final Four. Basketball is different than football. I get that. But I think we all believe that there are some, you know, decent football players in the program right now, right? They finished last year fairly strong. They've proven that they're hungry. You know, those players, it's a new staff. But I think, you know, the new staff, the new energy and everything that they've done, those players in the room, they know what – I mean, people outside are sensing that there's something different. You know, it's fresh. It's energetic. These guys seem to want to work, and they want to work for Nebraska, right? They've done a great job of putting themselves into the culture of this state. So I think people have high expectations, and justifiably so. But I also think the players in the room are sensing, you know what, it's different right now. And I can't put my best foot forward, and I do want to. And it's going to be competitive. I'm going to be challenged, and I want to be better, and I want to be a part of what's better at Nebraska. So, I'm not sure it's necessarily a leash. I would think Matt Rhule wants to come in here and win now, right, whether he's got one or not.
Bill Dolman with us, Hail Varsity Radio Roadshow here at the Hail Varsity Club. Live music follows us in the Jays watch party as it's Creighton Princeton around 8 o'clock tonight on TBS. Great venue to get a cocktail. Happy hour still till 6, apps as well. Get a burger, get some chicken, or whatever your fancy is. Hail Varsity Club here in La Vista. Good spot for you. Bill, when we talk Nebraska and recruiting, we've spent a lot of time on Raiola, but you have a number of high-star, high-targeted kids by the Bamas, by the Clemsons, by the SCs, by the LSUs of the world. I mean, the who's who, the peer recruiting circle is real nice. And we're talking a boatload of them here today and through the weekend. Bill, a thought on just Raiola, whether he signs or not with Nebraska, at least helping get some of these kids on campus because they want to be here this weekend with him to see what Rhule and company's all about.
Yeah, I think he has paid some dividends for Nebraska to this point just by his interest, whether it is, you know, a cursory interest because his uncle is here, his dad played here, he likes it here. He probably wore, you know, a number 54 jersey when he was running around the backyard, wherever that might have been. You know, so I think Dylan Rayola's interest in Nebraska is genuine. And I think that those players that have come here this weekend sense that and that they are willing to come in here and take a look. You know, going back to Elijah's previous question, here's my fear. Let's say nobody who's here this weekend ends up signing with Nebraska. Nobody. Not the 45 five-star guys, not the 72 four-star guys, and none of the 6,900 three, two, and ones, okay? Are people going to say, well, Matt Rhule can't get it done, right?
No.
This is my fear with the buildup of this weekend, that maybe none of these guys ends up, you know, feeling passionate about Nebraska, and none of them want to come here to play. Or the only ones that they get are some threes and, you know, some glorified three-star guys. Are people going to go, well, this is ridiculous. Matt Rhule can't recruit. His staff can't recruit. That's the problem with the buildup of a weekend like this. Yes, it's great that there's this national interest with recruits who are being courted by other major schools. It does say a lot about Rhule and his work and his staff. It does say a lot about the talent that they're going after. But if people are disappointed by what happens on a weekend in March, and it just completely blows out the perception of Nebraska football going into April, May, June, July, August, then I think people have lost sight of what, you know, college football is really all about, and that's the fall. And that's putting way, way too much emphasis on the decision-making process of these 17, 18-year-old kids. You've got a guy in Florida who just left, what, Baylor to go to Florida, and now he wants to leave again?
Maybe, allegedly, maybe.
Maybe.
Right, right. But you know, the whims of these young men, you know, you just don't know, and you can't live and die on the success of a program based on what happens in one weekend. I would bet Nebraska probably gets maybe 6 or 10 of the kids who are here. I really believe that it could be a very, very profitable weekend, but I just hope people don't lose perspective on Matt Rhule's job as a football coach based on what happens over the next 72 hours.
Bill, I think you're right, but I also think Matt Rhule's going to win with or without. It's just how quick and how much do you win in this three-year window of his first few years. I think you get high-level talent and you develop that talent. Wow, it can be a really cool thing. I mean, Saban did it. Julio Jones is the example that I point to. And then you get a domino effect of other big-time dudes that performed well. I think it can expedite things, but in all honesty, I think Rhule, the way he's going to develop, will get things done to a satisfactory level in the Big Ten. I got to go over to baseball. Monster weekend for Nebraska. You're going to be on the call for it. Tell folks about that for tomorrow. But overall, Nebraska's been reeling a bit. It's a celebratory weekend with Alex and Shane Comine and of course, Darren Erstad having their jerseys retired tonight. But you've been checking in on Husker baseball. What do you think of their chances and quite honestly, the threat level of not having a good weekend here with Nebraska into the Big Ten?
Well, what happened earlier in the week at Creighton it was devastating for Nebraska, no question about it. But, you know, I talked to Will Bolt earlier in the week, and he's very even keel, like most baseball coaches and managers are. Look, Nebraska's got Friday, Saturday starters that in Olsen and Kaminska that may be the best 1-2 in the Big Ten, right? So they can win series just by those two guys alone. And Kaminska right now is pitching as well as anybody in the country, hasn't given up an earned run in 18-plus innings. And they've got a guy in the mound tomorrow afternoon that'll be facing off against him. We'll have him in our game. I believe his name is Garcia. He's 0-2 on the year with a 5-plus, or beg your pardon, Sanchez, with an 8-plus ERA. So going against one of the top hitting teams, a team that's on a mission, you know, I really think Nebraska, based on their pitching and their hitting and their mindset after the other night, can go 2-0 Friday, Saturday, the big question for Nebraska this weekend and every weekend is what's going to happen on Sunday and who can they put on the hill to give them 4 to 6 good innings on Sunday and then try to get a bullpen put together that can close out games for them. But I really think the key to this weekend for the Nebraska baseball team is Omar Hales, without a doubt. That's right, the Nebraska assistant football coach or the director of player personnel.
He tweeted out
the other day, we need Husker Nation to show up at Buck Belcher, at Haymarket Park en masse because all those recruits are going to be here. That tweet has been seen by 331,000 people. All right? So the call has been put out to Husker fans everywhere. You got to be at the baseball game tonight. I don't know what Charlie Meyer is going to do about extra seating, but there could be hundreds of thousands of people here because those recruits are going to be here. That ought to help the baseball team.
It should be noted, as I look at the seating map for buying tickets on Huskers.com, the entire, aside from a little corner, the reserve seating behind home plate, it's all sold out. You can get berm seats right now, it seems like, and that's about it. So Husker Nation,
the crowd's going to be so big that there's going to play a volleyball match here tonight.
That's money.
That's good.
Bill,
like that.
Sweet 16 tonight. Any upsets? What do you think of Creighton? We got about 90 seconds, bud. Does Bama move on? What's your take here going into a potential Elite Eight weekend? Did we lose him? The pride of Fairbury is just not into the Sweet 16. That makes me sad.
Yeah, there goes Bill. So.
Yeah. Well, he was going to say, go Big Red, and I think he was going to pick Creighton. Fair?
Probably fair, yeah. Yeah, probably
are we doing
fair.
A stake, are we doing a stake and a beer bet? Is this going to happen?
On the Creighton game tonight?
Yeah, well, do we want to leave that off the side, or do we want to rock and roll with it?
We could do stake and a beer bet. It's tough now that the first round of Sweet 16 games. Maybe this will be tomorrow morning. You, me, and Kranak, maybe we can each pick our final four teams among the eight left. Whoever has the highest percentage wins a stake in a beer bet, and then we can get Creighton, or we can get Kranak involved in the action as well.
Yeah,
that might be the way to go.
Weekend edition tomorrow, 7:30, streamed for you on the Hail Varsity YouTube channel. Everyone's invited out here to the Hail Varsity Club. We're here till 6 and beyond. Juniors playing ball over at Papio South, but Creighton is tipping off, more to your concern. At 8 tonight, live music follows us. We are going to hit recruiting next. Brady Altman's will join us. Do we want to try and run the Pride of Fairbury down at 5:40? We can arm wrestle about it. And Elijah's like, no.
You make the big bucks. I'll let you make the call.
We're here at the Hail Varsity Club presented by Currency.
Heard at Sports Radio, every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m.
Coming up on Friday's show, it's a free-for-all as usual. We'll talk with Chad Forbes of NFL Draft Bites about all the things going on in the NFL. Mike Sauter from Heard at Sports stops by with all his takes on the latest local sports action. And, of course, we'll do our weekly check-in with former Husker and current pizza shop owner Matt Versal.
Take a dive into the latest news and all things sports. Heard at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning.